And on the subject of hard questions, let's now join Diana O'Carroll, who's been, rather bizarrely, diving down to explore the sex life of fish.
The Naked Scientist's Question of the Week, brought to you in association with the Houghton Wiseman Foundation, supporting science and education from Alpha to Omega.
This week, fishing for fun.
This is John Gamble in Louisville, Kentucky. I know that in order to encourage mammals and other creatures to reproduce, there's always a sort of a payback, and that makes sense as long as there's some kind of physical contact between the mating partners. But I cannot figure out what it is that induces fish to get a big charge out of just squirting their seed into the water.
Do fish get the same thrill out of the same things as we do?
Hello, I'm Mark Briffer, a marine biologist at Plymouth University. The fundamental question here is whether fish are ever capable of experiencing pleasure at all, including at the spawning event when they release their gametes. One problem that we have is that we can't exactly go up to a fish and ask, "How was it for you, darling?" And this is a general problem in understanding what feelings non-human animals might or might not experience. One area that has been the subject of a large amount of research in fish is the experience not of pleasure, but of pain. In an experiment where rainbow trout received an injection that would have been painful to humans, they showed behaviours like rubbing the affected area, which went beyond a simple reflex response, and there were also specific nerve fibres that responded to the injection. Therefore, fish might experience something akin to pain in humans. As far as pleasure goes, there is some anecdotal evidence that when client fish interact with cleaner wrasse, they might enjoy the touch sensations of being cleaned. In the case of spawning, we know about the hormonal control of the event. We don't yet know whether it's an ecstatic experience. But it's perhaps nice to think that there's the possibility that cichlids can get their kicks and brill get a thrill from spawning.
It's possible that there is some sort of neurological reward for fish when they reproduce, but we don't yet know if it's pleasurable or if it makes the water move. On the forum, Clifford Kay reasoned that fish must have some sort of reward, especially salmon, who have to travel hundreds of miles upstream, over waterfalls, through rapids, getting hungry, battered and bruised all the way. Then they either lay eggs or fertilise them, and then they die. Speaking of things that seem far away...
Hello, Naked Scientists. My name is Chris Markley, and as you may have guessed, I have a question. When I lay down, my feet appear farther away from me compared to when I am standing up. I wear contacts during the day and glasses in the evening. Could this be a product of my corrective eyewear or a manifestation of my brain due to different visual reference points? Thank you.
Do you have to be very tall for this to happen? And why might your feet seem so very far away? Send your answers to chris@thenakedscientists.com. You can write them on the forum at thenakedscientists.com/forum. You can Twitter @nakedscientists, or you can check out our Facebook page.
Thank you, Diana O'Carroll, with our question of the week. Well, that's all we have time for this week. Thank you very much for joining us. And thank you to our production team, Tom Simpkins, Miracentha Lingam, Hannah Critchlow, Ben Valsler and Diana O'Carroll. And also thank you to our guests this week, Jason Renfro and Stephen Bishop, who joined us this evening in the studio. Now, next week, we have a Naked Scientist Christmas special. If you have any seasonal or festive-related questions for us, then tweet your questions to @NakedScientists or write them to nakedscientists.com/Facebook. Have a great evening. See you soon.
The Naked Scientists podcast comes to you from Cambridge University and is supported by the Wellcome Trust, the EPSRC, the STFC, the Natural Environment Research Council, and UK FAST. For more cutting-edge science, join us online at nakedscientists.com.